This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 2026 USDA Prospective Plantings Report is scheduled for release on Tuesday, March 31st. The report gives us our first real snapshot of what planted acreage could look like for the upcoming growing season. We will hear more from Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, provides the numbers from AgMarket.net's projections of the USDA Prospective Plantings Report.
We are looking for about 94.4 million acres of corn. That's down from 98.8 million a year ago and a shade higher than the outlook form of 94 million. Bean acres were at 86.1 million acres. That is up from the outlook form's 85.0 million acres and up quite a bit from 81.2 million acres.
McCormick says that fertilizer prices will shift some acres from corn to soybeans, but the number of acres will be fully realized on Tuesday.
And the reason we're looking for a kind of a shift, plain of it, some of it is the economics of the high fertilizer costs, but a lot of it just has to do with you shifted so many acres into corn last year, just the rotation aspect is going to bring those acres back in the beans. I got to tell you, the fertilizer is still going to be a very big debate, I think, within the industry of what impact that might have on what producers do. I don't think it's going to have a huge impact personally. A lot of the fertilizer has been put on the fall. A lot of it is prepaid. And as for shortages, a bulk of the fertilizer is here in the U.S. where we could see a problem is down the line, maybe the late summer and fall applications in the southern hemisphere could have a real problem if we cannot get this conflict under control.
He adds that for the most part, the larger effects of higher fertilizer prices will be felt after the spring planting season.
So I don't think it's going to be a supply issue. It's going to be a price issue. The other wild card is, do producers just kind of back off on some of that intensity of the fertilizer as the way to save costs? And that'll probably be determined on how the price plays out.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.